Good morning, everybody. My name is Father Andrew Morcunas, and by my name you can tell that I'm from Cleveland. And this is actually my home parish. I was baptized back there. And the last time I celebrated Mass here was my 10-year anniversary of ordination to the priesthood in Lithuania. And today, I celebrate 12 years of priestly ministry. So today, on the feast of the beheading of John the Baptist, I celebrate 12 years of ordained ministry. The interesting thing about this is, you know, that God has, just remember this, God has a sense of humor. For those that don't know my vocation story, my last year of seminary, I was diagnosed with a brain tumor, 4 centimeters. And, of course, I had my procedure done at the Cleveland Clinic, and I got a full recovery, and I finally got a clean bill of health. And I approached the bishop, Archbishop of Washington, and said, I'm ready to be ordained. It's okay. It's going to be August 29th. And I looked at the calendar, August 29th, the Feast of the Beheading of John the Baptist. He's a funny guy. He's a real funny guy. But the other interesting thing is that I went to seminary in Boston. And the Cardinal Archbishop of Boston, you know, Cardinal O'Malley, he was also ordained on August 29th. And one time I went up to his eminence, I said, you know, Your Eminence, both you and I have something in common. He says, oh, what's that? He said, both of you and I were both ordained on the Feast of the Beheading of John the Baptist. He says, oh, yes, it's a very good day. So we're thankful for God's grace in bringing us to the priesthood. What are the great prison movies? You can think about this, you know, the Shawshank Redemption, Papillon, Escape from Alcatraz. And it's all about that one thing, is, you know, is freedom, is getting the keys to freedom. Our greatest flaw, you and I, is the one thing we share in common, is that we are human. We are subject to error. God gave us free will to choose to love Him or to reject Him. God knows that we are going to make bad choices, so He helps us at every opportunity. Now, Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching to you to observe, that you may live and may enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord God, your fathers, is giving you. Now, God established a covenant with Israel. He gave them the Ten Commandments, the prescription for life, to set them free and enter into the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Israel made the bad decision while Moses was away receiving God's commandments, and they fashioned for themselves a molten calf and worshipped it, became idolaters. There it is, that free human will making the bad choice. And Israel was punished. They spent 40 years in the desert, repented, and finally entered into the promised land by God. But even after that, did they keep the commandments? There were those bad choices again, time and again. Israel broke covenants. So God sent prophets to warn them, to bring them back to the promised land. And to this very day, we are still in prison. Even though we've been set free and the gates have been opened, we still put ourselves into prison. It's the bad choices we make. You know what they're called? It's called sin. Sin is what imprisons us. We willingly go there. But you know what? There's hope. The keys to our freedom are found in God's covenants, brought to perfection in Jesus Himself. And we do not have to plan our escape. The shackles have already been broken. He did it. We just need to reach out to Him, and we are set free. Now, Cleveland, Here are the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe, that you may live and enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord your God of your fathers is giving you. The land he is giving us now is a place in his eternal kingdom to break us out of our wandering in this earthly desert. Oh, what great nation has statutes and decrees that are as just as this whole law which I am setting before you today? Can we say that about ourselves? Yes, we can. We've been given great statutes and decrees from God. The Ten Commandments, I said, that's a prescription for life, right? All of us have been to the doctor. All of us have been to the pharmacy, you know. He gives us a little pad of paper. It says, take three pills and call me in the morning, right? So that we may be healthy. That's for our body. What about our souls? The prescriptions are there. By the way, you can only commit 10 sins in an infinite number of ways, but if you follow that prescription, you have life. If you follow him, you have life. And in this very day, Christianity is under attack. We can either fight back against the decrees of man, or we can end up like the frog in the pot of boiling water, not knowing that we are being boiled to death. The wandering of Israel in the desert accurately describes our wandering of today, with one exception. Israel was being punished for their transgressions. We have been set free. Granted, we do still have to walk through this earthly desert by a bad decision made by a man and a woman in a garden and a piece of fruit, but our journey here in the earthly reality is to build the kingdom of God, to prepare the way, to bring others to that reality as well. Through the waters of baptism, we were born again, uniquely configured to him. We have received the sacrament of confirmation, that superabundant outpouring of God's grace, the strength of the Holy Spirit, so that we become warriors for Christ. We've all been given these wonderful sacraments to help us on our earthly journey through this earthly wandering to build the kingdom. So, don't give in to the lip service of Christianity. Oh, I attended Mass on Sunday. I met my obligation. Let's go back to my former way of life. To be a Christian is to live your life every single hour of the day, every day of the week. So, make the free will choice. Accept the freedom that was won for you.